This is Mija Riedel with Paula Winokur at the Artist's Home and Studio in Horsham, Pennsylvania, on July 21st, 2011, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. So we'll dispense with some of the biographical information first, and then move into the work itself and teaching. When were you born?
I was born in Philadelphia in 1935. Mm-hmm. In
what was the date?
Oh, May
13th.
May 13th, 1935. So I was considered a depression baby.
Uh-huh. And your parents' names?
My mother was Elizabeth Blumenthal Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. And my father was Samuel Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. I have a brother whose name is Bob Colton, who's 4 years older than me.
And just the two of you?
Just the two of us. Mm-hmm.
And what did your father do?
My father was a shoe manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And my father immigrated from Russia in 1914 came with his father and two sisters. And then followed a couple years later, or a year later, my grandmother with the rest of the kids. There were originally 10 children in the family. One, the oldest brother, his name was Joseph, was shot by a Cossack on a horse riding through the village during a pogrom. And then the youngest brother, whose name nobody knows, died at 13 from pneumonia or something like that. So there were 8 kids that came to this country. My father came with his 2 oldest sisters, and they established a residency, and then they got the rest of the family over and came in steerage. I mean, it's a typical immigration story.
Wow.
My father initially, I think that in Russia, his father was a leather merchant.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be absolutely sure about that. And my father went to Lowell, Massachusetts, where he learned to make shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very successful business until the Depression.
Mm.
He and my mother married, I think, in 1927.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was born in 1931.
Okay.
Anyway, the Depression came, and my father was completely wiped out. And so all I knew during my childhood was that we were poor. There was never any money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it was during the end of the Depression, the beginning of the Second World War, and the war was over in 45. I was 10. I remember the Second World War being over. We all marched around the streets with little American flags, you know. How much does a 10-year-old know? But that's, you know, I have one cousin who died during the war. He was on the Dorchester, the ship where the 4 chaplains went down together. And there's at Temple University, they have the chapel of the 4 chaplains.
Mm.
So I think the ship was torpedoed in Greenland.
Mm.
And these 4 chaplains gave their life vests to 4 soldiers. But my cousin wasn't one of them, and he drowned. A family tragedy that everybody was a very close-knit family as I was growing up. In fact, almost all social relationships had to do with my father's family.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had only one brother. Her parents died early on. I never really knew them. Her mother died when I was 5 days old.
Oh, my goodness.
My father's father died very young, I think 45 or 50, and other's information that was very vague, and left my grandmother with this bunch of kids. Most of them became quite successful in one way or another.
So when you're growing up, was your father a shoe manufacturer then?
He was a shoe manufacturer. He started the business. He kept going with the business, but it just never really got off the ground.
Okay. But he struggled with it for years.
My mother worked.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
My mother was...